Hi, male models. I'm Travis Barker, and I'm joined here with Courtney Kardashian. Courtney, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. So glad to be married to you, Travis.
So glad to be married to you. I can't believe we did it in Vegas last night, and Elvis, it was a dream.
They got married at one of those Vegas drive-through chapel things, huh?
It was a drive-through?
I don't know. Probably not. They probably sprung for the whole package. But you know what they should do? If you get married that way in Vegas, they should just say, listen, we hope you never need it. But here's a divorce package as well. Use it if it ever applies.
I think they're going to last. I genuinely think they will. They've been friends for forever.
Well, that's nice, right? But listen, we've been friends for forever, and we got no plan to tie in the knot.
Bologna. I am attaching my wagon to you for the rest of our lives.
You really are, which would be awesome if you could just pick up the slack a bit.
I feel like I'm not that bad, am I?
I need you to really put this podcast into overdrive. People, if there's ever an issue with this podcast, it's Uncle Joe Volpus's fault. And because Uncle Joe, he's like that fun-loving uncle who can't exactly keep down a job and somehow doesn't have his own car. But man, he gets a couple Coors Lights in him and he is a fun hang at Thanksgiving. You're the uncle whose sister is hosting Thanksgiving, and you're like, Dana, what, we're not going to have any sauce with the pasta? And she whispers to her husband, let's just call him Josh. She goes, this is the last year. This is the last year we have him.
Did you ever have one of those uncles?
I only have one uncle, and he's, he's a fine fellow, but... He's not that uncle.
I'm going to bring up the heat because I have celebrities that I'm going to be name dropping left and right, my friend.
Okay, let's hear it.
Guess who I saw the other day?
Former President Barack Obama.
Close. Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Gene Simmons from Kiss. That's cool. Listen, Gene Simmons from Kiss is a Jewish god. He is like on the Mount Rushmore of Jews who've done cool stuff with Albert Einstein and J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Is the whole band Jewish? Are they a System of a Down? Are they from Glendale?
I think Paul Stanley, he looks Jewish. He seems, not that you can look Jewish. We're not a monolith, but I'm pretty sure he's Jewish. And Ace Frehley, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know who else is in Kiss. I've never been a big Kiss guy.
Oh, I'm going to name drop one more person. Guess who else I saw? One of your former childhood co-stars.
Who?
Frankie Muniz.
We never worked together. You're just grouping us up because we're around the same age.
I was freaking out, man. Freaking out!
Don't do my thing! Don't do my thing!
Josh, it was so sick. He walks right by me. I'm like, he must have heard me gasp. Because when he went inside to go get that acai bowl and then he left, they sat like four stores away from where I was. And I was like, fuck, I blew it. But, you know, it just adds more to our origin story when me and him start a podcast later on in life.
Yeah, right. Where you like sidle up to him when he's at like an In-N-Out Burger and you like whisper into his ear, you need me the way you did with me. And you were able to sink your claws in me for 7 years and running thus far. Oh my God.
If I dropped your name, would he have been like, oh, no way, that's cool? Because that's, I was trying to picture what my best angle to talk to him would be.
Your best angle to talk to him would have been honesty, which would have been, listen, I know this is weird.
Which I would have done.
I was in my basement in New Jersey in a Fall Out Boy t-shirt, about 40 pounds overweight from my mom's pasta, and your show brought me a lot of joy, and I just want you to know that. I think that's your best in.
And I was supposed to shoot with his band, King's Foil, back in the day in Pennsylvania. So I think we would have had this big East Coast connection. And then before you know it, we would have been sipping coffee together, eating our acai bowls. Where are you right now? What kind of hotel are you in? We're doing this podcast over Zoom.
I can give it away because I'm not going to be here much longer. Wait, are you going to drop the episode today?
Yeah.
YOLO, I love new friends. I'm at a Hilton.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm at a Hilton. I'm getting, I've been basically staying at a Hilton on and off for the last almost 5 weeks on the dime of a Mr. Chris Nolan NBD. And I just love that I am stacking up all these like loyalty points. Oh, baby. That's the secret best thing. I mean, listen, being in what will probably be the best movie of 2023, that's fine. Being a Hilton Gold Honors member, that's what the F I'm talking about.
I watched Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan's other movie from a couple years ago.
Oh, the one that I'm not in? Not interested. No, it's good, right?
It's great. Harry Styles is in it.
Dude, he's the dude, bro. I mean, I won't say a damn thing because I don't want to get fired, but it's just so impressive to watch the way he works. I mean, it's not a coincidence why he's this successful.
That's so sick. It's crazy you still haven't brought me on set and like pitched my acting, but it's fine.
Your acting is good when you have me to direct you. Other than that, I can't. I'm just, you know, I think you're growing. You're in a growth stage.
It's just you and Christopher behind the camera. Joe, less eyebrows, more pizzazz.
Joe, I'm going to need you to do a little less acting and a little more reacting, okay? I'm going to need some more razzle dazzle.
Have they said that to you? Do they want more razzle dazzle in your character?
I wish. I mean, sometimes you are the show, and other times you're the theater. I don't even know what that analogy means. I'm totally lost. No. You know, sometimes you're the star, and other times you're just there to shine a light on the star. And I'm just here to shine a light on the star. I'm a little bit of eye candy. Who knew I look incredible in 40s wardrobe?
Are you going to keep any of the wardrobe? Change your outfits going forward?
What I really want out of life is to one day just get rid of everything in my closet and go somewhere nice, maybe Marshall's, and pick out an entirely new wardrobe and just be like a new Josh. And it'd be a uniform. I just want like crisp white tees, and I want like really cozy socks and just like a light wash jean. Thoughts?
I would love it if you came in like an all Versace outfit. I think that would really bring out the Josh Peck in you.
But I'm not loud like that, you know? I'm humble.
That's why it's so funny. Because you'll be drawing so much unwanted attention. To see you squirm and try and get out of it would just be so fun to watch.
Here's my dream of like my excess dream, which is to have a driver in a $200,000 Mercedes Maybach SUV. And I wear a Tom Ford suit every day, but with like an open white collar. Like I don't wear a tie. It's not that crazy. And I'm just chic, like fucking chic. And I get in the car and like I say things to you like, Joe, hop into it. We'll work on our way. We'll work on our way.
Yeah, oh, I'm not dude. Driving?
No. I don't trust you as the driver. No way, no how. I mean, I've seen the cars that you choose. I mean, you have a car with a red interior, enough said. Kanye West not doing Coachella.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Why? Because he's just such a mess.
Yeah, and he dropped off a couple of years ago. That's the most Kanye thing he could do, is just to drop off like a week before. But I'm sure they have a follow-up. It's just a matter of who. Coldplay? I'm thinking Blink-182 full band reunion.
Do you think they have someone who's ready to go within 1 week?
Are you trying to drop hints that you're going to be doing your live book tour at Coachella's main event Sunday night?
It's just a live spoken word at the Sahara tent.
When I was 12, I got bullied beyond belief.
Here's what it feels like to be 300 pounds and sweating in the shower. Dude, I mean, I'm such a big Kanye fan. I mean, the man's a genius. Have you watched his documentary?
Only the first part. I never got into his music, and I never kept watching the doc.
Well, that's because you're like a white kid from middle New Jersey who likes like Blink-182.
You're a white kid from Bronx.
First of all, I'm not from the Bronx. Wow. Where did that come from?
Where are you from again? Montclair?
You might as well have said Israel. That's what you really wanted to say.
That's not what I wanted to say.
Not all Jews are from the Bronx, except all my grandparents. I mean, Kanye is such a genius, and he's capable of such greatness, and it feels as though, like, I know it's in there. Like, I know his first four albums are deep within, and I know people like the new Kanye stuff, and I know people are wrong when they think that. But regardless, it's just like, I want him to win so bad. He's in a funny phase.
Do you think he's going to get out of it?
I mean, look, I won't comment on whether or not, you know, someone is dealing with mental illness or whatever, but like, obviously, like if there are deeper things at play here, like that's not just something you could just kick. You know, it's not just something like, I'm going to shrug it off. I'm just going to, you know, watch some Tony Robbins and hustle harder. Like, it's deep. It's insidious. It's, you know, it's something that needs some proper help and support. So if that's a part of it, then until he gets that help, I think it'll be a rough go.
Were you on MySpace?
No.
You never had a MySpace?
No. And you know what? I had a Facebook for a year. And then, and this was like early Facebook, like 2007. And then I remember that they one day were like, hey, you're impersonating Josh Peck. And I was like, okay. And they kicked me off and that was it.
So you were 18, 19 at the time and you just didn't care to have one anymore?
Yeah, I was like 20 years old, but I didn't go to college. But it was fun to be connected with all my high school friends. And like, I got some dates off of Facebook with like some old like girls from high school. Or it was great. Like I was just like another kid for a couple months, and it was glorious thanks to Marcus Zuckerberg.
Was your headshot your main profile?
No, I'm not that kind of douche.
Have you ever given your headshot to any laundromats?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, I'm up on the wall of Prince Street Pizza in New York.
Are you?
Yeah, but I like took a picture with the dude. Dom's the best. Shout out Dom, the best. And yeah.
How does that work with famous people? When do you carry your black and white headshot and give it to them your first day, or do they recognize you and then you're like, oh, I'll come back with my headshot and I'll put it up on the wall?
Yeah, you go in and there's a guy who works there and he goes, I know you. And then you go, ha, awesome. And he's like, listen. And then it's always a bit of a trade, right? These first two shirts, free starch on the house.
Oh, they hook you up.
But I'm gonna need a picture. And then it's a big thing. It's like once you do give them your headshot, it's like wall placement. Like, where am I getting put? What's happening? Like, am I getting put front and center? Or am I like down and off to the left with like the former cast members of Survivor?
Right. I would love to have yours up in this room of the podcast that I'm in. That'd be cool. Maybe like 10 of them, all you throughout the ages.
I feel like us recording in your other podcast room is just not sustainable for our thing.
Yeah, we could do it in a different room in my house.
So I'm gonna need you to build another room in that gigantic house of yours, paid for in part by commissions I've paid you. And I'm gonna need you to really dress it up. Reinvest.
Done. We'll have beauty lights and everything. Because we're men models. Did you ever have? Because you were kind of like me as a kid. One time when I was...
How so?
Like, people were pretty uninterested in us.
Fair. Okay, fair.
All right, I see what you're putting down. Go ahead.
Okay, keep going.
When I was at Outback, I built this straw tower, like six straws connected, and then the waitress came over, and she's like, oh, can I try it? And she was really, really pretty, and she sucked on it. And little me, who was like, oh my God, a girl, she paid attention to me. I kept her straw and I saved it when I was like 8. You ever do anything creepy like that?
Oh man, I did.
His name was Jeremy. He was working at Applebee's.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Oh God, this is so embarrassing. I'm not gonna say whom, okay? Don't try to get me to say whom.
Who?
Because I won't say whom.
Just say who.
I was 12 or 13 and I was at my buddy's house and we somehow like made it into his sister's room.
Oh,
and
here
we was like older and just a babe. And I was like totally repressed and 13 and like, you know, I was in my post bar mitzvah haze. So, you know, like I was just feeling like anything was possible. Like I was a man now.
Freshly a man, new responsibilities, the world at your feet.
And I just remember that like somehow I became alone in his sister's bedroom. And I was like, and I saw her dresser and I'm like, well, usually, traditionally, the top drawer is where the underwear is. And I think I looked through my buddy's sister's underwear drawer.
Wow, everyone has that story.
They do, thank God.
My friend brought me to his sister's room and his sister was like 5 years older and she was smoking hot. We were in seventh grade and he goes in her underwear drawer and he pulls out her underwear and sniffs it. And I was like, dude, that's your sister. He's like, ah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, man. I mean, when we're that age, there's just like anything is possible. And it can be a real mistake to look through your friend's sister's underwear drawer straight up.
Did you take one?
No, but I do remember, I was like, she probably has this inventoried, like, could you imagine she has them, like, tagged with, like, the things at department stores, so you walk through the front door and it goes,
as soon as you take it out of the drawer.
I do remember thinking, when I was looking through the drawer, going, like, wow, like, she is so grown up. Like, these, like, there aren't, like, there's no cartoon characters on here, like, and these are bold colors, and they're, and what a cut. Do you remember the cliffhanger from last week?
No.
Well, and we wonder when I say that you don't have this podcast dialed in what our issue is. My buddy, shout out Jordan Oaken from the Air Jordan podcast, who's a big fan of ours and a big fan of yours, Joe, was straight up like, because like 2 weeks ago, we just didn't finish the cliffhanger. And he goes, that Joe is dropping the ball.
No.
I mean, I only have a baby and work for the biggest director in Hollywood, but I'm sure you're busy too.
You know, I have my book tour, my movie, and Joe's busy with his hikes.
Yeah, you're busy with your hikes and like setting up like cookie dates with me.
Which is impossible to lock you down. I'm sorry, I want to have you make a 13-pound cookie.
13 pounds?
Yeah.
What are you going to have?
I'm going to have the same thing. We're going to have a cookie off.
No, that's a joke because I'm a big fat fuck and I'm going to eat it all myself.
Well, then let's see if you can. Dude, these are the best cookies. Shout out Stuffed Cookies. We're going to go to their warehouse and we're going to be making 13-pound cookies. And we're going to customize them and we're going to have a cookie off and see who makes a better one.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
And then we'll go visit Celeb Nurse V to laser off all our fat.
So maybe we should enter that. I remembered our cliff. What did someone call it? Curtis Cliffhanger or something? Somebody in our reviews was like, we need it like your Tammy Topics or your Sammy Segways, but we need something for cliffhangers. So we could be Curtis 50 Cent Cliffhanger.
Katie Couric Cliffhangers.
Katie Couric Cliffhangers. That's good.
Okay.
She's one of the most recognizable faces in news. But you do have to be a certain type of person to really embrace the triple name, right? Like Evan Rachel Wood, Philip Seymour Hoffman, like John C. Reilly. Like, why? Why? I think it's selfish. I think the three names is selfish.
I really hope you get to the point where you can just go by one name. Yo, is that Josh? Josh. There's Josh. Yo, that's Cher and that's Josh.
I know. But here's the good news. Is there like a superstar Josh? Like there's really successful Joshes. Well, okay, let's
Josh Groban.
Josh Brolin, Josh Hartnett, Josh Peck.
I think Josh Groban's the biggest of the Joshes.
Yeah, Jay Grobes crushes it, Hard Body Karate, for sure. For sure.
He comes around every Christmas. You know that album's being played.
Yeah, Josh Groban has a lot to offer, and he just seems like a fun hang.
You should have sent your book to the White House. That would have been sick if they posted it.
I went to the White House. The only time I went inside the White House officially, actually I've been twice, was with John Stamos. And we got a famous tour, like a famous guy tour because of him. And I just remember that while we were there, the Secret Service, who was like the uniform Secret Service, so they're not like on the presidential detail, but they were like, you know, they just like basically protect the White House. They were the best, and I'd be like, and this was like 2017, so I was like, where's Donnie T? What does he eat for dinner? What does he keep? What kind of snack drawer does he have? I want to know everything. And they were like, we'll give you all the secrets. Like, they were like, they very much would give you the look of like, we're in on the joke. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I stole a paper towel from the White House because I was determined to steal something, but I didn't want to go to federal prison. So in the bathroom, I took, they had like really nice quilted paper towel to dry your hands. I took a couple.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, of course. Oh, and then they give you, here's the big takeaway when you leave the White House, because you can go to the bowling alley. It's fun. I went to the, I think I can say this now because he's out of office. I went to the kitchen and the kitchen staff, I asked them, I'm like, it's 11 at night. What's Donnie T ordering? Okay. What's he putting in a request for? And they go, the guy likes steak and potatoes. I was like, Well, let's clarify. He likes well-done steak with ketchup and potatoes, which, by the way, that's a party for me. These real foodies who like their shit medium rare, I think this is too rare, no?
It's uncooked. It's like eating bear meat.
It's just too much. I like to know that all the bacteria has been murdered. Is that too much to ask?
I don't want to get any diseases.
No, it's hard enough being me. What do I need, a stomach bug?
What was our cliffhanger from last week?
What we talked about was last week, I told this story about when I was 16 and on Drake and Josh. I was so overweight that I was incredibly uncomfortable in my wardrobe. And so after a couple months of the wardrobe designer, Chris, seeing me pull up my clothes, trying to make myself feel more comfortable, she goes, come in here. I got something for you. So I go into her office and she goes, put this on. And I look at it and it's like kind of this skin tone colored like tank top, but it's very small and very stretchy. So I go, this woman's obviously a chubby chaser. She's sick. She wants to see me in this like weird chubby bondage. And I'm just not going to support that. I put it on. And immediately when I put it on, I see exactly what it was intended for. She had built me man Spanx. She built me a top that tucked me in all the right places. It sucked me up. It held me close. It basically was like a fabric hug around my big body that just smoothed me out, made me feel better, more confident. I no longer looked like a muffin with too many ingredients. I looked like an overstuffed bag of bread.
You noticed the difference on TV?
Yeah, I was just more comfortable. It did what Spanx does, which it just makes, it just kind of smooths you out and tightens everything.
Did you ever wear it to award shows or hanging out with friends on Friday nights?
I wore it every day till I lost all the weight.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as I knew that that could exist. And can you imagine like summer days? I'm wearing a fucking Lycra. I'm basically wearing a wetsuit under a t-shirt. Jeez.
Did you have one?
No. Well, I had one that she had made. But then after like a year or two, I saw that like Calvin Klein had like their version of one. And then eventually just man Spanx came out. But this was 2002. Like we were basically in the Stone Ages.
So you sweated nonstop, so you just had to wash that every day?
I would wash it a lot, but mostly like, but then I just got, like she made me a couple, and then I also just went and found some, and like, basically, you would have to look for this proportion, like you'd find like the tank tops for Calvin Klein, and most of them would be like 100% cotton, and I'd be like, those are for Mark Wahlberg, not for Josh Peck, and then you'd find ones that were like, 60% cotton, 20% like, I don't know, what's that other fabric? Rayon?
Polyester?
Polyester, I don't know. It's like, but basically it would be like 20% elastic or 20% Lycra. And I was like, this is what daddy needs.
Did you ever actually encounter any chubby chasers?
I don't even want to call them chubby chasers. I just want to call them like nice people who are willing to take a chance. I mean, there were certainly some girls who made attempts to try to like be romantic with me at that size, and I just was not having it. Were you getting any play when you were a little bit, over the weights?
I had one moment in seventh grade with this girl.
Oh, take us there. Paint the scene.
My friend and I went over to this girl's house, and he started hooking up with her friend, and then it was just me and her.
Wow.
And we're laying there in the basement, staring each other in the eyes, and you want to know what happened next?
I'd love to find out on the next episode of Male Models. Oh, really quick, did you know Will Smith's talent agency considered dropping him after Oscar slap?
Oh my God, that's nuts.
That's messed up. I mean, listen, I don't condone what Will Smith did in any way, and I think the court of public opinion is going to make this guy pay for a long, long time, but the guy has made you hundreds of millions, and you're going to drop him? That's some bust-ass shit. You're either with him or against him. No?